Meghan McCain, racism is still big problem in this country. By Pam Kee on May 25, 2021. Meghan McCain told her co-hosts Tuesday on ABC's The View that racism is still a big problem in this country. McCain said, "Well, the last year since George Floyd's murder has been, you know, paradigm shifting in the sense that we were all, because of the circumstances of the pandemic, we were isolated and alone and able to confront, you know, the issues of egregious police brutality and the killing of unarmed black men, whether you liked it or not. I sometimes think, when the crimes happen or the injustice happens, people want to tune out or ignore it because it's hard and it's hard to face. So this is something collectively not just as Americans, but globally, it's been a complete paradigm shift in the way people view these issues." She continued, "I know for me personally, I can't speak for anyone else but myself. But I have done a lot of work since the summer and a lot of reading and processing and speaking to people who know more about these issues than I do. I know my personal perspective on it has done an extreme shift. If you would have asked me, you know, is police brutality a huge problem in America before George Floyd? I probably would have said yes, and now I would say absolutely yes. There is no doubt in my mind. Obviously, I come from a different political perspective as everyone else. I want to continue as Condoleezza Rice says. One of my icons, taking my own responsibility and culpability in what I have done to contribute to America, a racist country, and to help make it a less racist country." McCain added, "Racism is still a big problem in this country. What concerns me is that while 60% of black people say racism was an extremely serious problem in America, just 23% of white respondents agree. I was actually really surprised by this disconnect. So the question that I put forth to the panel and to America is, what do we need to do to be better allies in the black community and continuing to try to take this conversation and bridge the divide for better healing and understanding?" Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.